You're listening to Go Love Yourself ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Welcome to Go Love Yourself.
There's only pressure if you tell me that I can't wear pink again because we might have to talk. Other than that, I'm so grateful. I'm so intrigued. And this is what we thought. We thought we'd get Susie on. She could do colour analysis on us. So this is so exciting.
We've just been discussing how to start the episode. And I was like, Lauren, can you ask me how I am? Because I want to tell everyone that I went to IKEA today and I had a really nice time because I left the house for the first time in a week. She's like, yeah, I can do that.
Okay, so Laura, how are you?
I'm great. I went to IKEA today.
35 is odd. Tell me about IKEA. Did you have meatballs and buy candles?
No.
What?
No.
What's the point?
Neither. I did buy napkins and like a shower scraper.
I was about to say, did you buy napkins? And a potato peeler. That's just like what you buy.
I was going to buy a potato, but no, I did buy the scissors though, the iconic pair of scissors.
Oh, yeah, the scissors that you can't get into without scissors.
They're not blue anymore. They're green and I love them because I'm into all things sage. No, I've had a lovely time. And you know what? The other night there was this big gala thing, the LTK gala. Did you get an invite to that?
Genuinely, I was going to message you this morning to say, did you get an invite?
I did. And I was like, nah. And do you know what? I'm so glad I didn't go. It's not a bit of me, mate. Not a bit of me. I don't generally like influencers. I know that sounds really awful and really, really hypocritical, but a lot of them, can I just say, are douchebags and they're just awful people and I don't want to spend time with them. So no, I'm not going. And I had the best JOMO ever.
Next time, send your invite to me. I didn't get an invite and I think I might be pissed about it.
Aww.
Because also it was in the Natural History Museum, everyone. This huge event.
Yeah.
And I had massive FOMO. So that is Laura and Lauren in a nutshell.
Isn't it just?
Mate, okay. Well, I'm glad you had a fun time in IKEA.
Thanks.
It's a good job we're going to take you out soon.
Yeah.
The house. Yeah. Let's go outside.
Yeah.
Let's do that then. We could go back to IKEA and rectify your meatball error, but
yeah, no, I am sad about that. And I always normally get the dime chocolates as well, and I forgot those. Well, no, that's a lie. I've just outright blatantly lied. Do you know what? They were £3.50 for a bag, and I was like, that's outrageous.
Fuck off.
Not paying
Fuck
it
all the way off.
Nah. So I was like squeaked all the way out of there.
We're going to get straight into the episode because we have got such a good episode.
Oh, it's so good.
It's really good. And we say that because we've already recorded it, if we're allowed to say that.
Spoiler! But
spoiler alert, it's awesome. We're hilarious. So is our wonderful guest, who you might know on Instagram as Styled by Susie. I get recommendations for her all the time.
Yeah.
Laura, you do too. And you've already spoken to her about it. And we're going to chat about styling and colour analysis. Laura, we've got a message from Hannah from Roon. Do you want to have a listen?
Yes, I do.
Hi, girls. Hannah from Roon here. I hope you're well. Just a little note to say that our pre-launch has gone far better than originally expected. So I just want to give a huge thank you to the Go Love Yourself team. Honestly, I couldn't have done it without you. And I'm so, so grateful for all of your support and feedback. Also, great news, size 26 and 28 is coming soon. We've finally been able to sign it off with our factories and it is going into production, which is huge news. And we are making a size 26 and above far quicker than we originally thought. So thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
Yes.
Oh my god, I'm buzzing.
Goodness.
That's such good news.
So
I remember Hannah saying herself that she almost felt embarrassed that she couldn't get above the size 24, but it just wasn't possible. I know how much this means to her, and I know how much it means to me and other people as well. Like, oh my god, I am chuffed to bits for her and for her customers as well.
I'm really buzzed. That's the first time we've heard that message, which is really sweet. And I'm so excited for her. I'm so pleased that her business is going to hopefully thrive. That's really fabulous. And again, the most important thing to us, as we said, genuinely, everyone, was that those extended sizes were coming, genuinely. And they're here. They're coming. They're on their way. So that's great.
They're here. She's delivered. Other brands take note that are working on it. Mm-hmm. Rune smashing yes, it out of the yeah. park from the get-go.
All those other brands that have been working on it for years and Hannah's done it in weeks.
Yeah.
If that, do you literally know what I mean? Yeah, it's amazing. So she's great.
Yeah. If you can support Hannah and invest in these really beautifully made, high quality pieces that will last you for a really, really long time, then please do. Like, they're absolutely fabulous, and so is she.
Absolutely. And again, even if it's a case of maybe just liking some of her posts or resharing or things like that, that's really important as well. It's just, it's a girl power moment over here, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you so much again to Rune for sponsoring this podcast. And just a reminder that we have an exclusive discount for you, our lovely listeners. You can get 20% off when you use the code GLY20. And just a reminder that the website is www.rune-studio.co.uk. Welcome to the podcast, Susie. I feel like I've known you forever because you slid into my DMs after Bake Off and we've been friends ever since. But this is the first time we're sort of, well, virtually meeting in real life, if you know what I mean.
I know. And I feel exactly the same way because I remember watching Bake Off and I just absolutely loved your style. And I think you did a Q&A one day and I posted something just saying to you, oh, I love your style, never thinking you'd reply. And I was like, oh my God, she's replied to me. And then since then we've just had we've sort of had like a virtual friendship, haven't we? Which is nice.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like you're really famous in Kent as well, because anytime I mention you, all of my friends are like, I know, Susie, I had a style analysis done by Susie. Like, I've known Susie, like before you, I knew her before you. And I'm like, all right.
No way.
But the amount of people, yeah, honestly, like, you're super famous, mate.
That's so funny. Famous in Kent, I love it.
Yeah. No, I mean global fame, sorry. Yeah, I'll take it back.
I love that. I'm with, like, the two most famous exports from Kent right now. This is a great time.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, Susie, we've got so many questions. We've got such a cool episode planned. I am so excited to meet you, chat with you, find out all about you, what you do, because whenever I put questions on stories or ask for like ideas on like colours or styling or anything, your name comes up every single time.
Oh, yay.
Which is wonderful. So I'm so pleased that we've got you. Like, told genuinely, you, lot of love out there for you. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So that's fabulous. So we want to go back to the start, though. We want to find out how you became a stylist and what your story is.
So I used to absolutely, I don't know about you girls, but I used to love watching Gok Wan programmes back in the day.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, yes.
I used to love a makeover show. Particularly his, because I found that his was so much more about just what people were wearing. He kind of, you know, spoke to them about their confidence and everything. And I used to just love that feeling of like watching that transformation, I suppose. But I used to sit there and I'd be like, what am I? What would suit me? What shape am I? What colours would suit me? And I was thinking there must be something like this out there for people like me. I shop in Next, I shop in New Look. And is there a Gok that I can have in my house? And there wasn't. So the only stylists at that point were like Selfridges, Harrods, you know, really high end. And there was no Gok that I could have in my living room. So I was like, well, I'm going to look into this. So I started a styling course in 2011. And it was not just about personal styling, it was about the holistic side of it. So getting behind the confidence issues that you may have, where that's come from, how to sort of work through that. And I started it as like a side hustle. It was just around my office job at the time as a hobby. I was like, well, I'll do it for myself because I want to know how to dress. I'm going to do it for my friends, my family. And it just exploded almost overnight because one person told their friend and then their friend were going to work. And then it was just like branches just growing to the point that I ended up having to give up my 9-to-5. And Style by Susie was kind of born at that point, and it's just got bigger and bigger. And it's gone from being something local where I was going into people's houses to helping people online all around the world, women of all different ages, thousands and thousands of women, for the last nearly 12 years this year.
Amazing. It must be such a rewarding job.
It is. It really is. People say to me, do you ever get bored of it? You know, do you get bored going to Blue Water all the time? And I don't, because every single woman is so different that I work with. It's so rewarding when you can actually see that you've turned someone's confidence around. Sometimes it takes longer, but someone, you can turn their confidence around within a matter of hours, and that's massively rewarding.
Yeah. Because we always say on the show, don't we, Lauren, that it's like, you know, we talk about clothes a lot and the worry is that it kind of comes across as almost superficial, but it's not, is it? It's so much more because it's about how you present to the world and how you feel about yourself, expressing your personality and like being confident and comfortable in what you're wearing is so fundamental, isn't it?
Feeling good in your outfit, and that doesn't necessarily have to be being dressed up, but just feeling comfortable in your clothing, you're more likely to strike up a conversation with somebody. You're more likely to go to a party in the evening or go to the mum's drinks after school. If you're just feeling that bit more confident about yourself, it's just going to push you that bit more. So it definitely has an all-round effect. It's not just like a superficial thing, which I think a lot of people think it is.
And agree. And I love what you said, Laura, there about like it's part of your personality as well. And because everyone's styles are different, there's no right way or wrong way. The marked difference I see in my confidence from, you know, the days a few years ago when I was wearing black leggings and baggy jumpers, which I didn't like to hide, versus now when I do wear my like colourful dresses and stuff, is huge. And obviously there's other stuff going on, but let's not lie about the fact that like when I put on these dresses, I just feel like I transform sometimes. And when I'm feeling good, that's when I've got more confidence and you just kind of come alive. And it's not even really anything to do with what I look like. It's just the feeling that sometimes a really good fucking pink dress can have.
Absolutely. And it doesn't take much. You know, even just putting a lipstick on, or, you know, if you're absolutely knackered and you just put a headband on or some earrings, even if you're wearing leggings and a hoodie and you put a pair of hoop earrings in, you just feel a little bit more put together. And I think I always say it's a bit like an act of self-care, because you're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for anybody else. You're doing it for yourself, and it's a form of caring for yourself. And I think that's really powerful.
Love that. It's a form of self-care.
Yeah.
So, Susie, we've been seeing all over TikTok about colour analysis, and Lauren is desperate basically to find out what suits her and what doesn't. And you did me a style and a colour analysis like a few years ago, didn't you? And it was so helpful. I absolutely loved it. And it's just something that we're seeing more of all over across the internet. So I was wondering if you could talk us through like what it is, and does it mean that we can never wear pink again? Please tell us
if that's the case. I think it's colour analysis is something that has gone in and out of fashion over the years. It was huge in the 80s, and then it kind of died a death, and it was, you know, seen as something a bit dated. And now it's massively come back again. And I think it can be really powerful. Colour analysis is essentially finding the right colours for your skin tone, your eye colour, your hair colour. Because if you go for a colour that is slightly unharmonious with your natural colouring, that can actually make your skin look a bit more tired. It can make, you know, bags under your eyes look a bit darker. It can just wash you out a little bit if you are wearing a colour that isn't right for your skin tone. And obviously the contrary to that, if you're wearing a colour that is good for you, it's literally going to make all your colouring pop. It's going to make your eyes look brighter, your skin glowing. And a lot of our clients, when they've worked with us and they've changed their colours that they're wearing, they say the first thing people say to them is, oh, you look really well. You look so well. You look really glowing. And that's what the right colours do. Now, there's lots of different ways you can have colour analysis done. You can go very in-depth into it. I trained in that way, but I found that actually that complicated it for many women, because most of us walk into somewhere like Next or M&S and we're like, oh my God, there's so much to choose from. I don't know what colours to go for. So we kind of like narrow down a palette for people, and that is called seasonal analysis. So seasonal colour analysis, think about spring, summer, autumn, winter. That's the categories. Now, when you think about them as an actual season, springtime at the moment, nearly, you've got tulips, those really lovely bright colours that are coming through, crocuses, daffodils, really bright, cheerful colours. Summertime, you've got those sort of dusky sunsets, you know, sorbets, berries, blossoms. Autumn, you then go into pumpkins, crunchy red and brown leaves on the ground, cinnamon lattes, those kind of colours. And then winter, you have ice and Christmassy colours and red and green. So I find if you're struggling to understand the palettes, thinking of them as their actual season is a really helpful way of doing that. I do want to reiterate that it's not to make it too restrictive for yourself, because I think you can have colour analysis done and be told you can't wear black. I think that's too restrictive, because sometimes a black blazer is a really handy jacket to wear. It goes with everything. And we have to be realistic about the choice that is on the high street and what we have available to us. So if black isn't in your colour palette, you can wear it, but maybe put a lipstick with it. So something that's near your face that's in your colour, so you're just lifting that colour. So we try to make colour analysis a fun thing, not restrictive, and not to kind of let it rule your life as such, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. But I think that's a really helpful guide, because I think so many of us are just so stuck and get so like hung up on what to wear. And I think from, you know, we've got a little bit of like PTSD from watching Trini and Susanna and being told you can't wear this and you can't wear that. So I love that this is like a almost more of a gentle guideline of this will really make your face and your colouring pop, but actually you can wear what you like.
Absolutely.
Whatever makes you feel good. And, you know, here's a guide.
I don't think I've ever said to somebody in 12 years, you can't wear that. You can't wear that. It's satin, you can't wear, you know. I think there are ways of making things work for you. There are ways of making things work for my colouring and my shape to accentuate my best bits. And I think that's what it's about. It's having fun with it. It's getting playful with it. And it's not putting those restrictions on yourself, because there's so many other restrictions in society and things that we've grown up with. And it's more about making it inclusive. And that's what we try and do.
Yeah, and I'm like, I think it's so buzzing. These videos keep coming up on my TikTok and I'm so intrigued by them. And just seeing actually like some people who get this done and just seeing how they kind of transform but feel like they've been brought to life a little bit. And again, in a non-restrictive way, you do you, you don't have to. But I know the video that's been trending recently is someone doing an analysis, obviously not like in the moment, but just showing pictures of Dakota Johnson from her going, you know, from blonde and wearing lighter colours to then her dyeing her hair brown and her eyes just pop and all of that. And she looks like incredible. That's the power of like of colour analysis, I think, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But I am also interested to learn or to hear your thoughts on like if the colour analysis kind of changes as we get older, or our style needs to change as we get older.
I don't think your style, I think your style should evolve as often as you do as a person. I don't think age or anything should have anything to do with that. You know, my style has evolved and changed a lot since I started doing this. And that has just been as things in my life have changed. So it's less about like, you should do that as you get older. And it's more about just going with how you're feeling as a person. In regards to colour, the colours that suit you won't change, but there may be certain colours from your palette that will look better. So for example, if you decide to stop dyeing your hair and you let your natural grey hair show through, you may want to start wearing some slightly stronger colours from your palette so that you don't get too washed out. So you're not going to change season, but you can just maybe go for slightly stronger colours and tweak it along the way in that way.
This is interesting. So I'm allergic to hair dye. So in about 5 to 10 years time, because they're coming through thick and fast now, let's do this again. So I can know what to wear. Because I don't have a choice. So I'd love to. I hadn't thought about that. That's awesome. But also mostly, I'm so pleased that you said that. And I knew you were going to say that. It was a completely leading question. I knew that you were going to say that about aging. Of course, because of course we don't need to change our style as we age. But naturally you just do. For example, I'm not wearing Primark pants to go out anymore like I was when I was 19. I'm wearing a lovely little like pink midi dress and some sensible trainers, because that's just life. So it doesn't need to change, but I think naturally we just do, don't we?
I work with clients that are younger than me who say, oh, I shouldn't wear that, it's too short, or I shouldn't wear that, that's too cool, that's too this, I shouldn't shop in River Island because that's for young people. And you're like, there's no alarm that's going to go off when you walk into River Island that tells you that you're too old to be
so
in there. It's all these things that we tell ourselves. And I think that your style, yeah, absolutely. Like you say, I'm not going out wearing the things that I was wearing when I was 17. But equally, when I get to, I don't know, 70s, 80s, I don't want to just be wearing beige and feel like I have to fade into the background. I want to be dressing like Iris Apfel.
Oh, the Queen. Oh, my goodness. Yes, of course.
I feel like I want to get louder and louder as I get older, not just sort of fade away, which is what we almost feel we should.
Mm. Yeah, honestly, Susie, I'm going to become obnoxiously more fabulous as I get older. Like, patterns. I just want her, like, the glasses, the whole thing. Yeah, right? That's the dream. Is it time, Laura?
I think it's time.
Is it time? Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
Susie, Lauren is absolutely desperate for you to do a colour analysis on her. Would you mind?
Well, like this, I'm honestly, do you, like, Susie, do you know how many things I've got waiting in, like, baskets, on my vintage baskets I've saved? And I'm like, I'm not doing this until I've spoken to Susie.
I feel so much pressure right now.
No, there is no pressure. I'm just so interested, and there's only pressure if you tell me that I can't wear pink again because we might have to talk. Other than that, I'm so grateful. I'm so intrigued. And this is what we thought. We thought we'd get Susie on and she could do colour analysis on us. So this is very exciting.
Yeah. So I obviously asked for photos of you before the podcast, didn't I? So I've had a couple of selfies from you. And also it's been helpful to look through your Instagram because you wear a really wide variety of colours, don't you?
All the things, all the time.
You don't stick to sort of one colour palette, do you? You know, you've done pastels, you've done, you know, pinks and greens, and you're really brave with colour and bold with colour, which is really good to see. And like I was saying, I think actually there are so many colours that really, really suit you.
Thanks.
I was chatting to the team about it. We were sort of analysing you yesterday.
So excited.
And I would say, are you ready?
So, yes, so ready.
Hold on. What do you think you are?
Oh, that was awesome. That was so mean. I was so ready. I think, oh, do you know what? I was going to say this because I was going to be like, I wanted to guess what Laura was as well. I don't know. Laura, what do you think I am?
I am torn. I think you're an autumn, but I think you could also be maybe a winter, but like, I'm not sure which one, but I think you're definitely either one of those.
I think I might be between, I think I'm a spring or a winter. And I always say, because like the bright colours of the winter, like the hot pinks and stuff, and the bright blue, I don't know.
Okay, you're in autumn.
What?
I was right. I
Laura
knew
was
it.
Right.
Yeah.
You're in autumn.
As soon as you were saying about autumns and like pumpkin, rust, like mustards and oranges and olives, I was like, that's Lauren.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
No, as in, I think, listen, I think that, that's not your personality, but as in like what suits your skin tone.
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely. This is the thing. So sometimes the colours that we love don't always love our skin tone. So bear with me on this.
Oh, Susie's about to tell me I've got to redecorate my entire house. Throw out the pink and the yellow.
It's so tempting to just sort of tell someone what they want to hear, because you know that they're not going to want to hear what you're going to have to say.
I'm just honestly so shocked. I am so shocked. But right, I'm sorry. I'm listening. I'm very much listening.
So,
I'm scared.
One of the best colours that I saw you in on your feed, because I had a good little scroll through, you are so good in khaki green. And a really orangey red lipstick is like so amazing on you. There's a photo of you.
Oh my God, someone write this down.
She's making notes.
Get him a notepad and pen out, guys.
She's actually getting a notepad, everyone. She's not staying here. She's got a notepad
And I've
out.
Got I've got my now completely futile pink notepad out, which I'll have to get a khaki green one, won't I? Oh, that's hilarious.
Okay. I'm not putting words in Susie's mouth. I'm sure Susie's gonna sell you that you
I
can
know.
Wear pink. It's just certain shades are gonna suit you more. Would that be right, Susie?
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Laura's our mediator. I love it.
Calm down, ladies, calm down. It's okay, it's going to be okay.
So the colours that I would absolutely not recommend for you are pale pastels. So there were a couple of things that I saw on your feed where there's like a baby blue that you were wearing.
Yes.
And it just sort of washed out your complexion a little bit. And that's what I look at. It's not that when someone sees you in a baby blue dress, they're not going to go, oh my God, what's she wearing? It's just when you see that next to a picture of you wearing, say, khaki green and a red lipstick, if you look at those two photos together, you will see a big difference in what they do to your eye colour. It's like the autumn colours really make your colouring like come alive. That's the only way to describe it. So pinks, if you're going for pinks, I'd go for like an orangey based pink. So we're talking like coral, that sort of like salmony pink, not baby pink, pale pink.
No more baby pink. Okay, bye to the baby pinks. Oh, it's been nice.
Avoid silvery grey.
So that's fine. That is the best thing you've ever said to me, Susan. Oh, avoid grey. Oh no, what a shame.
Lemon yellow is a no go.
Oh no. Okay. Yeah. Bye bye.
Sorry. And go for like leopard print's really good for you.
Do you know what, everyone? I think she's just saying this because I'm currently wearing a khaki green leopard print.
Do you know what?
Stop, people.
I've never been so relieved. When you came on wearing that, I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad.
And I wore this because I was like, I think everyone always says, everyone's so lovely to me on Instagram and always says you look really lovely in green. So I was like, I'm going to go green. I'll do my homework. I'm an A-star student always.
Yeah, you do. You do. Green is absolutely your colour. But you need to carry on with that like orangey red lipstick. Is it Lady Danger?
Yes. Okay, yeah. I'm all over it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right and everything, getting four more.
And again, the same goes for makeup colours because, say, for example, let's think of someone on the opposite spectrum. So Fern Cotton would be a summer. Now, Fern Cotton has very ashy kind of colouring. So she looks really good in those really soft pale pinks, lemon yellow, those kind of colours. Now, if you were to then put earthy colours on Fern Cotton and like a brown lipstick, orange, it would just drag her colouring down so much. So the same goes for makeup colours. So go for those like orangey red lipsticks, the brown nudes, golds, browns on the eyes, those kind of things. So you can incorporate it into your makeup, accessories and everything.
Oh my God, so that was golds and browns on the eye. Look, I do know everyone.
You're making notes like this isn't being recorded.
Yes, but what if it gets edited out, Laura? Because I'm not intended for me.
You're such a geek, honestly.
I am. I'm absolutely such a geek. And I've split it. They split my bit of paper for yes and no.
Oh, wow. Okay, she's taking this very seriously.
I am. Oh my God. Okay, so golds and browns and oranges. This is so exciting. Yeah. Change literally everything I have.
But like I say, it's just go through some of your photos and have a look, particularly selfie photos, and look at the ones where you're wearing earthy colours or like a sort of more autumny makeup. Your eye colour, this is what I noticed, because you've sort of got like hazel eyes, haven't you?
I think so, yes.
So when you were wearing the autumn colours, it was like it really made the green in your eyes stand out more.
Okay, that is fabulous. I am so excited. Do you understand? I'm so about to just absolutely rinse everything off of Vinted tonight in a khaki green. I'm searching by colour khaki and I'm buying everything. That's awesome. Honestly, I've so loved that. And I genuinely am so surprised because I love wearing like the bright reds and the hot pinks and stuff like that. And I feel fabulous in them and I will continue to wear them. But it's just really good to know what makes my eyes pop. And I have noticed that like if I wear green, I've never really noticed my hazily eyes until I wear the earthy colours. It's all exactly making sense.
And you'll find that when you do, it'll be such a subtle difference that's the days where people will say to you, you look so well today, Lauren. You look amazing. What have you done differently? Yeah. You're like, oh, it's just...
Honestly.
Just my eyeshadow.
Don't worry, guys. I've just been styled by Susie. It's great. Well, thank you. I'm so grateful that you and your team, this is so funny, took the time to do that genuinely. I'm so excited to wear more green.
We certainly felt the pressure because I was saying to the girls, I was like, she likes pink and I want to just, you know, we're all on the same page about this, aren't we? And they
get that woman out of pink.
If you're wearing pink, maybe go for like a gold earring or a leopard print headband with it. So you're adding in a bit of that warmth close to your face.
See, that's interesting, because I would have said that Lauren would suit silver jewellery much more. And actually, it was something I was going to ask you, but I think as you've touched on it now, I wanted to bring it up. I feel like jewellery goes in and out of fashion, doesn't it? Like, at the moment, we're seeing such a resurgence in gold jewellery, and now silver's just creeping back in again. But when I was growing up, I remember looking at my mum and dad's wedding rings that were gold, and I was like, ugh, disgusting. I genuinely do. And now I look at my silver ones, I'm like, oh, I really wish I had gold ones. So it's fun, isn't it? On that, do you have any advice for people to know what suits them better, like silver or gold? Or should we give in to trends, or just wear what we want?
I absolutely don't think you should ever give in to trends. I think trends are fun if it's something that you're going to love anyway. You know, if a trend comes in and you're like, oh my god, that is so me, go for it. Don't do it just because it's a trend. You're absolutely right. I mean, when I was growing up, gold was all the rage, and then it was just seen as really not the thing to wear. So if I say to a client now, you suit gold jewellery, and they say, oh, but I have to tell my husband because my wedding ring's silver. And I'm like, I don't expect you to get a new wedding ring.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
So that's where I say, don't take it too literally, you know, don't be too restrictive with it. I think it is just I think costume jewellery is what I'd say. That's where you can embrace the different colours. Don't give in to trends if it's not your sort of thing. If you just love silver, you know, I have clients that technically suit gold, but they say to me, Susie, I just can't get on board with the gold thing. I can't do it. I'm like, well, that's fine. Just put the silver with, you know, one of your colours from your palette. It's just about the more boxes that you tick from the colours that are good for you, or the more boxes that you tick. So, for example, with Lauren, if you did a leopard print, a headband, and a gold necklace with a khaki dress, that's three boxes that you've ticked. You're going to get that best result. But if you just did one of those, that's fine. So just be a bit flexible.
Honestly, I love that you said leopard print headband.
Is there like a hard and fast rule on like silver and gold in terms of like summers wear gold, autumns wear silver, or is it more individual than that? And I want to know how, like, people listening, I think, will be wondering, like, how can I tell what works better for me? I did see something once online where it says, like, if you hold it up to your face and it's whatever, what's it, like, whatever makes your face light up kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how do we know? How do we tell?
Well, I think with, it's the same as colour analysis. So silver, if you think about the colour silver, it's a very cool colour. So that would be summer and winter, which are the two cool seasons. You can hold it up against your skin. So, for example, you know, if you hold up silver against your skin, the metal colour that's right for you should ideally blend into your skin tone. It shouldn't jar against it. So if you have a warmer skin tone and you put gold with that, it's just going to blend really nicely. I suppose it's a bit like trying to do colour analysis on yourself, really. I mean, you can hold it up against your face and see what it does to your skin tone and see. But yeah, I'd say ideally, once you know your colours, you'll know whether you're silver or gold.
Okay, right. So I had my mini freak out and then celebration because I can wear leopard print headbands at my colour analysis, very kindly done by Susie and her team. But Laura's also got one. So let's run through and let's hear what you are, because I think you're, Laura, when I was like thinking about what colour you might be, the photo that came to mind was you there's a photo of you in a pink dress. And I think I might have taken it, had the bows at the back, and you just looked sensational. Oh, like you just popped. So I think you were ever, what that was, it's somewhere between a baby and a hot pink.
I think I'm a spring or a summer, but I'm not sure. I sort of feel like I'm in between. Ooh. Susie, what am I?
Yes, so Laura is a spring. So Laura has really bright blue eyes. And the thing is, a lot of people think that colour analysis is just on skin tone. And obviously skin tone is a big part of it. But what we also look at is eye colour. So when we look at clients' selfies and photos, we often zoom in really quite far in on the eye colour, because you'd be amazed at the different tones that can come up with eye colours. So I've got a very warm brown tone to my eyes. other people could have a slightly sort of cooler tone to brown eyes. Laura's eyes are really blue, really sort of vivid, aren't they? And Laura has a really warm skin tone as well. And is really good in those bright colours. So spring colours, like I was saying, are bright, they're vivid, they're daffodils, they're crocuses, tulips, all those beautiful colours that we're seeing at the moment out there. And again, I think your colour palettes are similar in the sense that neither of you are good in very pale colours. So for Laura as a spring, I would say for you equally, I would avoid very baby pink lipsticks and silvery grey on your top half, because it's just going to wash out your complexion. So you have those lovely golden tones to your colouring, and you don't want to kind of zap that with something really cool next to it.
So
we have a spring and we have an autumn. Both of you are warm seasons.
For anyone that is listening that is thinking, I don't think I, you know, am the same as either of us, can you give us some like celebrity examples of summer and winter, please, so that we've kind of covered all the bases?
Yes. Okay. So summer, we'd be looking at Jennifer Aniston is a summer.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker is a summer. As I was saying, Fern Cotton, Helen Mirren. They've kind of got that sort of ashy cool tone where they're overwhelmed when you put them in a really bright colour, but they're equally overwhelmed when you put them in a very dark colour. So summer, you have to be very cautious. They're so soft. It's like that real English rose, almost like a delicate appearance. So you have to really tread quite carefully with those colours. Winter, we would be looking at Liv Tyler, Emma Willis. Lucy Liu is a winter. So Lucy Liu, she looks really good in the very bold, impactful colours. So she is actually a good example. If I had Lucy Liu as a client, I would maybe direct her more towards the stronger colours from her palette as opposed to the paler ones. So I'd say to her, you can still wear the softer colours, but you can use them more as accents, but go more for the stronger colours. But Lucy Liu has that lovely contrasting colouring. So, yeah, she's really good in winter colours. Autumn, Ashley Graham is an autumn. That was one I was going to mention earlier. She's somebody that wears autumn colours really well. Ashley Graham is like the poster girl for autumn colours.
Okay. Lauren's noting this.
I was going to ask. I was like, no, I'm really pleased that we're giving celebrity examples for the other two that aren't us, but can I please have some autumn?
So, for example, Beyonce is an autumn. Beyonce is someone that's a really good example because Beyonce.
Lauren is so happy.
Beyonce and Ashley Graham is on my list, everyone. This is
sorry.
Beyonce. She wears quite a lot of metallics, particularly when she performs. And I did actually, I'll see if I can repost it on my Instagram, because there was a really good example that I posted of her wearing silver and gold. And when she's wearing the gold, my God, what it does to her skin tone is incredible. So I saw that you posted that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks amazing.
The silver kind of washes her out, doesn't it? And she also feels like she has to, she's really changed her makeup and what else she's wearing when she wears silver to kind of adjust to it, but it still washes her out, I think, doesn't it?
It does. And again, it just sits on her skin tone, whereas the gold, it just makes her skin tone come alive. Spring, Holly Willoughby would be spring.
See, this is why always people say to me, what's your star? And I say, fat Holly Willoughby.
Yes, I'm not wrong. You're right.
But do you know what? I think that there's a lot to be said for actually following. You know, when you're talking about how to get style inspiration, I try to follow people that have a very similar colouring to me. Or even if I see them in the street or I see them on Pinterest, I'm like, okay, well, I don't tend to follow, say, many people that have a spring colouring or a summer colouring because it's so different from mine. So actually, following someone like Holly Willoughby, who has very similar colouring, you can get lots of ideas from someone like that. So it's quite useful to know the celebrities because then you can think, oh, I like what she's done there and what lipstick is she wearing? And you can kind of like cherry pick ideas from them.
I just wanted to ask you, we get asked this question so much on the podcast. People don't know where to start when it comes to finding their style. And I just wondered if you had any advice for people that are thinking, whether they just had a baby maybe, or maybe they've gained weight, or they're just maybe not feeling kind of great and they feel like they don't know where to start with their style. Have you got any advice?
I think I would say don't put it off, do it right now. Because first of all, we're always looking for that future self. I'm going to do it when. I'm going to do it when I feel this way. I'm going to do it when this happens. So I think absolutely, if you're in that place, start now, even if you're not feeling particularly confident in your skin at this moment. I think there are lots of ways to get inspiration for your style, whether that is going to London and people watching, sitting in a coffee shop and watching people walk by in Covent Garden. You know, there are some really creative people in London. You know, go there and have a little look. Pinterest is a really good tool. I have a love-hate relationship sometimes with Pinterest because it can be quite triggering if you're seeing a photo of an outfit and you think, well, that's not going to look like that on me. But again, you can tweak it, you can make it work for you. Pinterest is a really great way to find that sort of creativity and just get ideas of how to put things together. So I may go on Pinterest and think, oh, okay, well, she's put that with that. That bit won't work for me, but that bit will. So find what works for you and sort of start being confident in that, but take it at small steps at a time. So it could be trying a new colour, a new lipstick, and just going gently with yourself and seeing how you go with each thing. You can't go wrong. You honestly can't go wrong. And the minute you realise that, it's quite liberating.
Okay, so this is just all so fabulous, honestly, and I can't because I'll cry. But Susie, so just before we leave, where can everyone find you?
So the best place to find me is Instagram. That's where you can kind of suss out what we do, see some of our reels, what we do, and, you know, get to know us a bit on stories. I do a lot of chatty stories on there so you can, you know, see if you like our vibe. So Instagram is styled.by.susie. And the website is styledbysusie.co.uk. We offer online consultations. They start from £35. So we've always tried to make it as affordable as possible. And within that package, you will find out the makeup, like we give you actual makeup products to try. So not the actual products, but we give you the shade names, product names. The
recommendations, yeah. I was going to say that is a bargain price already.
I know, right? And it also includes the cuts that are really good for your shape. So, you know, what's going to really accentuate your shape, like your best bits, you know, necklines that are really good for you, colours and the colour palette and makeup colours as well. So that starts from £35. And then from there, you can use any of our other services, from online shopping services that we do. We have a wonderful Patreon community as well, which has a Facebook group of amazing women that have all made friends with each other and they go shopping with each other. Yeah, and obviously we do in-person personal shops as well. So there's lots and lots and lots and lots that we do. And we have just the most amazing team of women who you will feel completely safe with along the way.
I had a style analysis done by Susie and I can 10 out of 10 recommend it. Like, I absolutely loved it. So yeah. I always think as well that they make really nice, like, different Christmas or birthday presents.
You know, when you're stuck with
what to get someone.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that I think so many people would be like, wow, what an amazing present. And it's different from like your flowers or your experiences and stuff. It's something that really, really will, I don't know, I think I would love that as a present anyway.
Definitely. So, yeah. And also, like, you're such a style icon for so many of our clients, you know, because in the questionnaires that we receive, it says, do you have a style inspiration? Laura Adlington's name is on there all the time.
Of course
no
it
way.
Is.
Yeah. Shut up. Really?
All the time. Based. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We see the same names over and over again. So it's Holly Willoughby, Emma Willis, Laura Adlington. Who else do we have on there? Jennifer Aniston pops up quite a lot. Ashley Graham.
Yeah, I love her style.
Yeah. So you're honestly.
Bloody hell, mate. Yeah. That's madness. Yeah. Do you know what? That's so mad to me because I think I have like massive imposter syndrome because, like, I mean, Lauren were talking about this the other day, I think. I was saying I just wear what I like and what I feel good in, and I don't claim to know anything about fashion. Like, you're an expert. You've trained in it. You know about what works and what doesn't. I just don't have a clue. I'm just winging it, mate.
But I think everyone has imposter syndrome. I have imposter syndrome as well. I think it's quite normal for us to feel that way. And I think that, yeah, you know, I've sort of have imposter syndrome sometimes thinking I don't look like an average, you know, stylist that you'd see at London Fashion Week. But I love that. I love the fact that I've made it sort of attainable for people like me, really. And I think that, I think like I was saying earlier, when you have that inner confidence and that inner love of what you love style-wise, that shines through. And that was what I was saying about your videos. Yeah. You inspire people, even though, you may not be trained in it. You look amazing in the things that you choose because you know what works and you know what you love. And that then inspires people who may not even tell you. You may not ever know how many people you're inspiring, but I see it. So you're doing good work, honestly.
Oh, so sweet. And I honestly want to say the same to you, because I think you come across as so like relatable and kind. And I think that like you even messaged me recently, and I'm so glad you did, saying, because I think I was basically saying how ugly a dress was, and you were like saying to me, look, women are so worried about getting it wrong. Like, it's sometimes it's better to just be like not so bloody opinionated on it. And I thought, no, but just so you're so right. And I think there was one example that you put, you did something about winter boots, and rather than saying like, this is bad, don't do this, is terrible, like, this is okay, but this is actually better. Love like, here's that. A better option. Yeah. And I think that is why I think you're so famous, and I think that's why people love you. Thank you so much for coming on, and just for just being such a lovely, lovely human. Like, this is one of my favourite episodes ever. Like, I've absolutely loved this. Thank you so much.
This has been like, I've been watching in the wings for a long time with this podcast, and I've never sort of said to anyone about it, but I've just secretly inside thought, I really, really would love to go on that one day. And you never want to sort of message and say, can I come on?
Oh, you should have.
Absolutely.
But I resonate with everything you say, every reel. We sing from the same hymn sheet so often. So when I got your DM about coming on, it was like all my dreams have come true. So thank you so much for inviting me on. I've loved it.
Oh my God.
Oh, bless you. Sorry it took us so long. Thank you so much for coming on.
That's good. It's all good. We got there in the end.
We did. This is our outro. No, I will do it properly. Welcome to our outro. Our producer is making us do an outro. We're really tired. It's Friday night and Lauren's on annual leave, so.
I'm on that, like, working up to annual leave vibes, everybody.
Okay.
Anyway, let's be professional, Laura.
Let's be professional. No, yeah. Genuinely, that was such a good episode. Like, so even good. If I do say so myself. I love her. I want to put her in my pocket. Yes, what an absolute legend. I don't use that term lightly. Caesar's a legend.
No. She is, and she's just such good people. And do you know what? I think that's also like me and Laura are feeling very buzzy right now, despite it being the end of quite a long week, I think. And we're feeling both buzzy. And I think it's because of her, do you know?
Yeah.
I think
she's
so.
She's good vibes, isn't she? Like good people. Yeah. Like just really endearing and just lovely and knowledgeable, but without being a dick about it or like being like cocky. She's just really nice, everybody.
Just nice.
And I would say, like, if you can afford it, I think it's a really, really great investment in yourself to do a style analysis or a color analysis. So obviously, you know, I know it's not I know it's a luxury and everything, but I'm just saying, I think it's a really lovely thing to do and a lovely gift as well, like if you're struggling for someone to buy
such a good gift.
Yeah,
loved it. Okay, well, that was a fabulous episode, but if you want another fabulous episode, lovely listeners, we really an extra episode of Go Love Yourself every single week over on Apple Podcasts and Patreon. If you want to become a subscriber, you can find those by following the links in the episode description. And as always, you can listen ad-free as well on Amazon Music.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram as well. We're at Go Love Yourself Pod. Or you can join our community Facebook group, which is Go Love Yourself Community, go figure, to chat to other lovely listeners. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Hello, I'm La, let me explain. And this is It's Not You, It's Them, but it might be you. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me 3 times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.